Welcome to the Courtney Gray Podcast, the show for women who are ready to lose weight permanently and love their body, love the way they feel and look. I'm going to teach you how to stop overeating and obsessing about food and your weight so you can be more confident and empowered to then create an even bigger life. I'm life and body coach Courtney Gray, and each week I am going to be teaching you how losing and maintaining your ideal weight can be so much easier than it's been in the past. And by taking care of you and achieving your health goals, you will live an even more amazing life than the one you have lived so far. Let's get started. Welcome to the podcast 74, How to Stop Eating After Dinner. So before we dive in, happy summertime. Let me tell you what's going on in my life, just so you can get to know me better. So we have three boys, and our oldest are twins. They're 20, and one moved out about a year and a half ago. But my other twin, Justin, is moving out at the end of the week. So a lot of emotions right now. I'm excited because he's actually moving in with my other son, Tyler. They're going to be living together, which is going to be so fun for them. I'm so excited for them. They're in town, so I know I'm going to see them all the time. I know at any moment I can say, I just made cookies and they will come running, or I just made whatever tacos and they'll come running. I know I can at any time drop off anything to their house and spend even 20 minutes with them anytime. So that's amazing. But it's also the reality that they're moving out of my house. And it's a lot. It's a lot of emotions. And then I also have, if you listened last week, you know that my sister just moved to Southern California. And I'm so excited for her. It is such a no-brainer move for her. But she went from living five houses away to now 9 hours away. So it's a lot of emotions right now. And then I have my baby who is going to be a senior next year, and he's pretty much gone for the next month. He's a wrestler, and he's in Oklahoma, and then he's in Fresno, and then he's in San Luis Obispo, and then he's going to North Dakota, all for wrestling. And it's like, I told my husband, I go, it's going to be like we're empty nesters for the next month. So it's exciting and kind of sad at the same time. And I'm allowing all of the emotions here over at the house. Before we dive in and talking about how to stop eating after dinner, I want you to join me on June 22nd for a live webinar where I'm going to teach you why diets don't work, and I'm going to teach you what does work. If you love this podcast, you're going to want to see me live and teaching. My masterclasses and webinars and workshops are really powerful. And again, if you love me here, you're going to love me even more in person. I'm very fun. I talk with my hands. It gets a little out of control, but you are really going to walk away with a better understanding of why what you have done before does not work. It's not you. You are not the problem. Knowing exactly what to eat is not the answer. I'm going to talk about why diets don't work, and I'm going to talk about what does work. We really, as a society, have the wrong ideas of how to lose weight and maintain it. And we don't know what a successful weight loss and fitness journey looks like. So I'm so excited to talk about a much more powerful and successful process it can be when you do it the right way. So join me. The link is in my bio on Instagram. The link is also here in this podcast in the show notes. So feel free to join. Tons of people have already joined, and I can't wait for you to see me. I will also say that for a lot of people, weight loss can be like a sensitive topic. They feel a little bit, sometimes there's shame around it. Sometimes there's frustration. And so on any of my Zoom masterclasses, workshops, you will be able to see me, but your privacy is respected. No one will be seeing you at all. So if that helps, and there also will be a replay. So you have to sign up to get the replay that will be offered and emailed to you after. So let's talk about how to stop eating after dinner. And when I say how to stop eating after dinner, that's only because that was really always the hardest time for me. It was always during the morning and during the afternoon. I was like, food and eating really wasn't a problem. It was really like 4 o'clock on, like before dinner and then after dinner was always really hard for me. It was a trigger for me. And for a lot of my clients, they also feel the same. But maybe breakfast is a trigger for you. Maybe going out to dinner to a restaurant is a huge trigger for some people. So this can apply to all of those things. So I'm saying how to stop eating after dinner. I just thought it'd be really fun. It's a snazzy title, but you really can substitute whatever your trigger, whether it's going out to eat, whether it's having friends over, whether it's the weekends, right? How can you eat the way you want to eat?
This is going to be strategies and mindset. I'm going to give you some quick little things like brushing your teeth after dinner and all that, but really it's all going to, of course, foremost come down to mindset. So here's what I want to tell you first. Why? I want you to always get used to asking yourself why. First, when you are finished eating in the evenings, I want you to think, why? Why do I want to be done eating right now? And you might say to yourself, because I want to lose weight for the last time. Because I know that like I've had a pretty good day of eating and I know historically I get a lot of my calorie intake that really I don't need at night. So why? Always go to ask yourself why. What is going on in your brain? Why do you want to not eat? And I want you to get used to selling yourself on your why. All of everything I'm teaching you is a practice, just like getting good at pickleball. All of you freaks for pickleball, right? You have to practice in order to get good. You have to practice coaching yourself and teaching yourself and convincing yourself and selling yourself on your why. So why do you, let's say you're finished eating dinner, you put your plate in the dishwasher. I want you to take a moment. It would even be really powerful if you took a moment, pen to paper and journaled. But why do you want to not eat anymore for the evening? It creates awareness of your thoughts. It allows you that moment to really recommit. I would love to lose 15 pounds. I know that in the evenings, my whole family, about 2 hours after dinner, has ice cream and popcorn and all these things, or maybe bowls of cereal, whatever. And I know it's not serving me. I really would like to lose weight. So that is my why. I don't need it. I don't want it. It's so important to just say why. And then ask yourself, why do you eat it? If you've decided you don't want to, if you've decided you want to lose weight and you don't really need any more food, you're not really hungry, why in the past have you gone and eaten more food? And that evening, and this might take some time for you to figure this out, but in the evening when all of a sudden, like for me, it wouldn't happen right after dinner. After dinner, I'd be like, I've got this. And then 2 hours after dinner, all of a sudden, I would start rationalizing why I should eat. Maybe I'd get a little bit hungry, or maybe I'd get a little bit of indigestion, which sometimes makes me feel hungry. Am I the only one that feels that way? Like sometimes I get indigestion and it feels like hunger, but it's not really hunger when you really sit down and say, what am I feeling right now? So why in the past have you changed your mind and told yourself a new story that you should eat, right? What are you saying to yourself? Is it like, oh my God, I should just enjoy life. Why am I even doing this anyways? What? Really be aware of what your thoughts are in that moment. It will help you so much to really understand your thinking. It will help you become aware of your thoughts. So ask yourself, what story do you start to tell yourself? So here's your homework. I'm giving you homework right away in the podcast. So tonight, for example, if you decide you're like, I'm doing this tonight, Courtney, I'm all in. I know that's what you're saying. After you eat your dinner, there's a few other things you can do that I'm going to talk about in a minute, but I want you to say to yourself, either write it down or just say to yourself, okay, what's my why? Why do I not want to eat? And then all of a sudden, when the story changes, I want you to be very aware of the story. What story do you start telling yourself? This is your homework. It's just to be aware. So the story originally after you finish eating is, I don't want to eat anymore tonight. I really am not hungry. I want to lose weight. I'm committed. I have this vision of myself that feels good and lives a more empowered life in a body I love, la, 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 all that beautiful stuff. And then I want you to be aware when the story changes. So maybe your son comes home and says, I picked up cookies from the cookie store. Or maybe your daughter says, hey, do you want a bowl of ice cream? Be aware of the story that changes. Maybe you say, oh, you know what? I should just enjoy my daughter. She's home from college and she wants to have ice cream with me. I really should just wait until Monday because then she'll be at her dad's house. Be aware of how the story changes. This kind of goes back to what I was talking about last week, right? We have two people in our head, two people that tell very different stories. Be very aware of the story. And then I want you to recommit to an intentional story. I want you to say to yourself, oh my God, isn't that amazing? Isn't that interesting. Of course, I have two people in my head, and now I had dinner 2 hours ago, and now I'm changing the story. Fascinating. I don't want you to be mad at yourself. I want you to be fascinated. And I want you to say to yourself, oh my God, this is what Courtney was talking about. This is my primitive brain wanting me to be happy right now because the food is going to taste good. And so recommit. What story do you want to tell yourself about what you are capable of? And the story can look like something like this. I want the fucking ice cream. It's okay. It's okay, girl. I've got you, boo. I want the ice cream. I'm telling myself I should have it for these random reasons, but I really don't want to believe those reasons. I'm going to sit here and allow myself to want it, and it's okay. And I'm going to be so proud of myself when I lay my head down and go, oh my God, I totally did it. And then you're going to wake up tomorrow morning, and this is going to be something I talk about later in this podcast. You're going to go, I am so proud of myself. And what you're doing in that moment is you are having such awareness of kind of the two people in your head, the two stories you tell yourself, the two areas of your brain. And what you did in that moment is you took action towards your future self. You started taking one little step into creating a new self-concept of a woman who can want the ice cream and go, you know what? I want it. It's okay. It's okay that I want it, but I want my future body, my future health, all of those things more than I want the ice cream. Here's another thing to ask yourself. What feelings do you need to allow in that moment? And what I mean by this, that's very coach speaky, but what I mean is like when you're sitting there on the couch and you're like, oh my God, my son just came home and for me, I remember it was really hard for me when my kids started driving and they would go to Papa Murphy's and they would get the cookie dough. And I don't love Papa Murphy's cookie dough, but their cookies are quite delicious. And they would come home and they would bring the cookie dough home. And I would literally be like, oh my God, this is before I, you know, did all the work that I do with my clients.
I'm taking a moment to tell you that I work privately one-on-one with women to help them lose weight permanently and create a body they love. This is not a diet program. This is a customized program to teach you how to eat the way you want to eat forever. No more restriction, no more willpower. No more losing weight only to sabotage and then gain it back again. The problem is not you. We women are so hard on ourselves and we think if we could just get motivated or more determined, if we could find the right diet plan or cut out certain foods, we will lose weight and be happy. But the answer is changing your brain and how you think and feel, changing your self-image and how you talk to yourself. Learning how to trust yourself. This is how you lose weight permanently. It sounds too good to be true, but I promise you it's not. The work I do with my clients is powerful, exciting, and loving, and it's hard work too, but the result is change forever. The women I work with are smart and successful in so many areas of their life. They just haven't been able to figure out their body. This is where I come in. Head to my website to schedule a consultation and we can talk about all the details. Back to the podcast.
They would come home and I'd be like, oh my God, I can't resist. And I think I've told this story in the podcast before where I went to pick up one of my boys from jujitsu and I was sitting in the car and I think it was like 6:30, like way too early to go to bed. And I sat there and I thought, I'm going to have to go to bed when I get home because I want the cookies so bad. And all of a sudden I just decided, wait a minute, what if I could want the cookies and be okay with it? So in that moment, what feelings did I need to allow? I needed to allow like the desire. And it wasn't my true desire. My true desire was to be in a healthy body and sleep well and to fit in my clothes well and to lose the 12 pounds I wanted to lose. And so I just decided I'm going to allow myself to want the cookie. It's okay. I had this idea and you might have this idea as well. And a lot of my clients, when they start working with me, they're like, I want the food so bad. Even when I suggest that they might be emotional eating, they're like, no, I just like the taste of food. Yeah. I like the taste of food too. But if we want something for our future self, if we want to lose weight, if we want to be in a smaller body, can we want the delicious food and be okay with wanting the delicious food? And I'll tell you what happens and what happened to me that night. When I came home and I smelled the cookies and I was like, oh, this is fascinating. Those cookies smell so good. And yet it's okay that I want them. It was like this revelation for me. And so here's what I want to tell you. You can still want the things. After you're done eating, you can want the things and sit with that desire and allow the desire. And you will actually sometimes feel it in your body. Like it almost kind of, you feel it in your chest and neck and you're, oh my God, the wanting like takes over your body for a minute. But I'll tell you, the magic is it goes away. And it'll come back next time you want something, but sit with it for a few minutes. Sit with it for a few minutes and breathe through it. I promise you, it will go away. So what else can you do to stop eating after dinner or anytime you don't want to be eating? You can get coached. You can get support. You can learn things that you really don't know now. You know what to do based on your past. And for a lot of people, especially when it comes to weight loss, what you've done hasn't worked. That's why I'm doing this webinar that you need to sign up for. But you can support yourself by getting a coach because you need to uncover why you're eating after dinner. And a lot of people say, again, I want the food because it tastes good. I know it tastes good. But if it's not creating the healthy body that you want to live in, there's other reasons you are eating. Food tasting good in your mouth is just one of those reasons. And when you support yourself by getting a coach and figuring out the different triggers for you, the time of day, the type of food, the emotion, what you're going through in your life, when you really dive into all of those intricacies, it is so much easier when you become aware of what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, and getting the tools that you need in order to do things in a new way. You need to learn new tools and strategies. So it really does all start with your mindset. There are some strategies I'm going to share with you, but these strategies I'm going to share with you all come after being aware of your thoughts. So most people want to just do these strategies. Like I'll tell you one of them right now. Like one thing you can do after dinner is you can go brush your teeth. It's a great strategy. And I've also heard people say, oh, I make cookies for my kids. And then if they don't eat the cookies, I put them in the trash and I pour water on them. Yeah, I mean, it is a great strategy. Then you kind of get them out of the house. Or here's another strategy. Like for me, Oreo cookies used to be a huge trigger for me. And so for me, the strategy was I don't bring Oreo cookies in my house. I remember my mother-in-law one time brought my kids tons of ice cream and candy and cookies when she came to visit. She brought Oreos. And I literally said, I'm going to need you to put these back in the car. I can't. I can't do it, right? So those are all strategies and they can help, but those strategies don't work. They're not going to set you up to win if you don't do the mindset work first. If you don't know what is really going on in your mind and you don't get the support with mindset first, because they're not going to lead to permanent change. So the first little strategy is like being okay with wanting the food, allowing the desire for food and feeling it in your body. And then the other one I just talked about is brushing your teeth. It really helps. It kind of, for me, it resets and I still do this sometimes. I will brush my teeth after I eat dinner and it just kind of brush and floss. I'll even wash my face and do all the things. So it kind of tells me I'm winding the night down. I am done in the kitchen. Another thing you can do is you can actually clean the kitchen and start the dishwasher and do all that. So then there's really no reason for you to even walk back into the kitchen. Again, a great strategy after you do the mindset work. Getting rid of your triggers, like I told you with Oreos. I actually was just in the pantry last night and there's Oreos in there and it's totally not a problem now because I've done this work and now Oreos can be in the pantry and I don't eat them most of the time. And if I do eat them, maybe I'll have two and then I'm like, oh, it's totally no problem and I don't have to eat anymore. But before, I couldn't handle it and so I would just not have them in the house. If you're early in your weight loss journey and you're early in this mindset work, if you're one of my clients who listens to the podcast every week, you might still be at that spot. If we haven't been working together for a full 6 months, you are probably in that spot where you don't even want to have the Oreos in the pantry anymore. I mean, like if you know it's a trigger, I think let's just take that away for now, but you will get to a place where you can have it and you totally trust yourself around the Oreos. So ask for help. Get your family on board. I was talking to one of my girlfriends the other day and she's like, it's so hard because we have so much crap in our house, in our pantry. And I'm like, but why do you have so much crap in your house? And she goes, well, my husband and kids and this. And I just kind of empowered her. And I said, hey, listen, first of all, I said, why don't you have a family discussion whether maybe they don't want to be eating all that stuff? Maybe you could get rid of some of that. Maybe you look at all of it and there's two or three things that you have a really hard time. Maybe you have your kryptonite. Mine was Oreos. If there's something that's your kryptonite, maybe we cannot bring that in the house. But maybe you can get your whole family on board eating better. Or maybe what you can do is you can say to them, hey, I'm really trying to do this. So if you can support me by not saying, who wants ice cream? Or you can maybe not bring in that specific thing. I would love it so much. If you love these four types of ice cream, the one that's a trigger for me is this one. Can we not bring that in for a while until I get to a place where I'm really trusting myself? Ask your family for help. And here's one thing I would love to have you do is consider what changes, the little changes you can make forever. This is one thing we don't do. And this is one thing I'm going to be talking about in my webinar is when we go into a diet, we make all these crazy changes that we kind of know going into it that we're not going to be able to sustain. Like we'll completely take out alcohol when we don't want to live a life without alcohol, right? But what little changes can you make that will make you healthier and make you be able to lose weight permanently for the rest of your life? They don't have to be that drastic. What can you change in order to support your weight loss and your maintenance? Example, like if you don't really love ice cream, but you eat it once in a while, if ice cream's not your favorite thing, could you take out ice cream? If you decide that you do want to have every once in a while a snack at night after dinner, how can it be a healthier snack? Maybe it can be popcorn without butter and just seasoning. That's what I do. I don't even need butter on my popcorn anymore. If my husband makes really good popcorn and he one time just put seasoning on it, I think he actually forgot the butter or something. And I'm like, oh my God, this is just as good. This is perfect. This is like helps me even more live a healthier life. Maybe if you're the kind of person that you drink wine every night and that's the way you want to live, maybe some nights you just have one glass instead of two or three. Maybe that's something you can do. Maybe you don't have wine some nights and you just have a sparkling water or a tea. Maybe you decide, you know what, there's going to be some nights where I want to eat after dinner and some nights I don't and I'm going to go for a walk instead. Maybe now that it's summertime and for a lot of places around the world, the weather's better, maybe you can go for a walk with your partner or one of your kids every night after dinner and get some more steps in. Maybe that's something you can increase your capacity for movement during the day. So those are all things, little changes that you can do to up-level your life, especially if you're looking to stop eating after dinner, right? What can we do with that time to get ourselves to a healthier place and something that we can do and maintain forever? Another thing you can do is you really can celebrate yourself when you commit and follow through. And a lot of my clients, when they come to me and they'll do something like this, like they'll have their first night where they actually do, they follow through and they do what they said they're going to do. And I say, oh my God, I'm so excited for you. Yes, you did it. And they're like, Courtney, it's no big deal. It was just one night. We'll see what happens. And it's like, whoa, 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 slow it down. If you have a hard time, if you're trying to lose weight and you have a hard time because you kind of self-sabotage at night where you will just eat more than you wanted to and you do it tonight. Let's say you do this tonight. You do this little homework and you really try to go all in and you want to follow through tonight. Celebrate the shit out of yourself. Now listen, you're not going to celebrate forever, but right now this is something that's really hard for you. I didn't celebrate last night when I saw Oreos and my heart didn't jump. I didn't go, I'm amazing, because it's just who I am now. I'm celebrating other things. Right? I'm celebrating today that I'm going to video myself while I'm doing this podcast because I've been wanting to do it for a while and I haven't had time to do it. And I'm finally getting to the place where I'm videoing myself during the podcast. Right now, it's a hard thing for me to do because it's not something I've been implementing. So I'm videoing myself. And afterwards, I'm going to be like, you're welcome, everyone. I'm videoing myself. I'm going to celebrate myself. And then in 3 months, when I video myself all the time, doing this podcast, I'm not going to celebrate because it's just going to be who I am. But for you tonight, if you do this, you can do this. I want you to celebrate the shit out of yourself. And you know what? Celebrate with a friend. Tell one of your friends, hey, this is something I'm trying to do. I'm kind of amazing that I did this. And then wake up tomorrow morning and say again, I'm doing it again. I did it last night. I can do it again. And celebrate yourself again when you commit and follow through. And here's what I want you to realize. It doesn't need to be perfect in order for this to work for you forever. Like, imagine what would happen if you gained the skill of making a decision and then showing up for yourself like 80% of the time. So let's say you want to stop eating after dinner and you're going to do some of these things. I know for sure the easiest thing you'll probably do is brush your teeth. It's just the easiest, right? You brush your teeth. You're going to try to remember to do the mindset. You might have to listen to the podcast again. Totally no problem. Let's say there's 7 days in a week. Let's say you 5 days out of the week manage to follow through. And then 2 days out of the week, you like give in and then have the ice cream. Or maybe you just decide and you want to have the ice cream. What would happen over the next 10 years if you did that? Think about the amount of food you wouldn't be consuming. And think about if you added on to that like an extra walk. Think about what would happen if you start showing up for yourself like this. I'll tell you what's going to happen. This is going to be evidence that you are capable of more. This is going to be evidence of you investing in yourself and being able to follow through. It's going to be evidence of you being able to create a new life for yourself and do things differently. And it's going to be evidence that you're going to start being able to lose weight and it's going to inspire you. You're learning to inspire yourself. So this is what I do with my clients. We talk about making changes, starting from a mindset. Of course, there's strategy, but we do it for the long term. We don't just say, okay, hey, what are we doing for the next 30 days, 60 days, whatever. We say, what can we do? Like, what changes can we make forever? And at first they're little, and then you start to build on them. You feel like a badass. Then you do more, and then you increase capacity, and you do more and more, and you become more and more of a badass over time. That's why this process is so enjoyable. So reach out to me and let me know if I can help you with this, as always, and sign up if you're interested for that Diets Don't Work, But This Is What Does webinar. I am excited to deliver it to you. Have a great Tuesday.
If you are ready to lose weight and keep it off permanently, if you have tried diets and you know they don't work and you are ready for real change, I would love to have a conversation with you. I coach women privately one-on-one and am currently offering consultations to talk about working together. Click my link in the show notes or head to CourtneyGrayCoaching.com, or you can find me on Instagram at CourtneyGrayCoaching.